Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, we are here and we are testing our equipment. Please stand by.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to all of you. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson. And God bless you and you and you and all to all of you who are coming to us worldwide. Thank God for you on the Bernard Johnson Blog Talk. This is a great night, and I think I have something for you from the Lord. In fact, I know I do. I've been discussing on the Blog Talk as well as our prayer line every morning at 6 a.m., I'll try to give you that number tonight. I know I missed it the other night. Let me give it to you right now. You can join us every morning at 6 a.m. on a conference call. Just pick up your phone and dial this number. 267-507-0240. Now get it in, because I want you to get this. There are miracles happening on this conference call line. All right. Hurry. All right. Let me give that to you again. You'll dial this number at 6 a.m. in the morning. It's called First Fruits. That's why we're at 6 a.m. We're giving God our first fruits. And miracles are happening on that line like I can't even explain. So many miracles. The number again is 267 507-0240. And when it asks for the code, here's the code, 959336. Again, 959336. All right, this is the last time for those, well, tonight, this is the last time for you who just got back with your pen or pencil. All right, dial 267-507-0240. 267-507-0240. And the code that you dial is 959336. All right, 959336. You got it? God bless you. Well, I have been discussing tricks that the enemy or Satan works on people. I might say the saints of God are people. And let me ask you this question. Now, I've been on this 2 or 3 days, and do you think it would be the Lord or Satan who would try his best to get me away from this, discussing the tricks of the enemy? Who would not want me to discuss his tricks, God or Satan? I believe it would be the devil. He would be trying to get me off of this because I'm exposing many of the tricks of the enemy. So I just want you to pray for me. Pray for me as I try to unravel all these things through the help and the auspices of the Holy Ghost. All right, I want to do a quick review or summary, for some of the things that we said. Here's one of the tricks. Just try one time. The devil comes in, just try one time. You ain't never tried it. Try one time. That's the trick of the enemy. That's the reason why so many people own drugs, cigarettes, haven't been able to get off, all kind of liquor. The reason why that girl is pregnant, just because of that trick right there. Just try it one time, and before they know it, they messed up. And 15, 20 years later, they're still there. All right? There's nothing but distractions. You try to do the will of God, and the enemy is trying to distract you over to the right and left. That's a trick of the enemy. Here's another one. Easing. E-A-S-I-N-G. Easing. In other words, easing you into something. He just doesn't come straight at you. He'll just ease you into it. I give this example two or three times. I've given it, but let me give it tonight. Years ago, they had this what seemed to be a harmless show called Bewitched, where Samantha would twitch her nose and, you know, all of the magic happens when she does that. But it was an easing. I call it an easing into something. Here we are years later with Harry Potter and with all kind of witchcraft stories. But then it eased. See, years ago, Britney Spears and Madonna kissed on worldwide or nationwide television. That was an easing. And now we see lesbian stuff everywhere, all over. Young girls trying lesbianism, talking about I don't like men, I like women. But the devil eases folks into it. That's what I'm talking about, this easing phenomenon, a theory. I call it a theory. You have to be careful. He will ease you into this and ease you into that. That's one of his tricks, one of his main tricks. Here's another, procrastination. You tell folks, don't you get saved today? They hear a great sermon. They want to come to Jesus. The devil says, no, not today. No, wait till next Sunday. You want to have your loved ones here when you do that. He'll use anything to try to get you to procrastinate. And procrastination is working for the enemy on many, many other things, just procrastinating. Procrastination in the church, procrastination on your job, procrastination in your family, just procrastinate. And he uses that to try to keep you from doing what's right, yeah, and what will bless you. Here's another one, sex. I give this story on the front line about this man. It was a movie I saw. This man was taking condoms, and he was taking a straight pin and poking holes in the tip of the condom. He impregnated 15, 17, maybe 20 women as a sperm donor. Without their permission, he just impregnated them. You got to watch the tricks. The devil works all these tricks on the people. Yeah, he's a trickster. Here's another one. Sounding like God, but it's the devil. He knows that God speaks many times in a still, soft voice. He'll come to you in a still, soft voice. Somebody makes you angry, real angry on your job, and the devil will say, just cuss them out. Just cuss them out. Cuss them out now. Before you know it, you're saying words that you ain't never said before, cussing folk out. And before you know it, they're cussing you out. And then they're cussing you out on the way home. Yeah. As you lose your job, just because you follow that still, small voice that sounds like God. How do you know it wasn't God? Well, ask questions. Why would God tell you to cuss somebody out? Oh, come on. Use common sense. Just common sense. That's one of the problems right there. Is some people are so educated, but they don't have common sense. Don't have common sense. All right. Here's another trick that the enemy uses, telling people that nobody cares about them. Well, the Bible surely and truly says that Jesus cares, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Yeah. Here's another one. Someone makes you angry. You get overly angry. And it's a trick of the enemy to try to make you lose your blessings and try to start bad feelings among the people around you. You got so angry. And you don't want to do things when you're angry because you'll regret the things that you do. So that's a trick of the enemy. Don't let him make you so angry. Jesus did get angry, but he sinned not. Yeah. Here's another one, arrogance. Yeah, making you think that you're all that in a bag of chips and that you know everything and can't nobody tell you nothing. That's a trick of the enemy. He doesn't want you to progress. He doesn't want you to learn now. You've got a lot of smarts and things like that, but when the devil gives you that arrogance, it's to hold you back because it makes you think that you don't need nobody, need nothing. that you know so much on everything. I have to watch that. People have got to comment on everything. You talking about this or that. I've been there. All that kind of stuff. So many things that the enemy will use to trick you. Let me give you two or three more on this here. Then I got to give you some new ones. Some new ones tonight. Here's another one, making you late for church. Yeah, he'll put things in front of you. You ain't late on Monday morning for work, but on Sunday you just, everything seems like you let rise up before you. And then you get late for worship, and then the devil will come with this trick. See, you're so late now, ain't no sense in going to church. No, why are you going? You're so late. You're too late. Don't you go to church. And it may be the end of the sermon that will help you the most, but he didn't want you to hear that. It was a trick of the devil. Here's another one. They hurt you so badly, the devil tells you, don't, you can't forgive them for that. No, don't ever forgive them. And you know that other folks have done you 10 times worse than that, and you went and forgave them, but the enemy told you don't forgive somebody else for something else. That's a trick of the enemy, make you hold grudges in your heart. Yeah, and that's not good at all. Here's another one. Witchcraft is a trick of the enemy. He wants to control your mind. I see it all the time, this witchcraft thing, in several different ways. You know, a person will go to the doctor. Doctor tell them, take off all your clothes. Here they go. They can't hardly wait to get off their clothes and everything. They ain't never really been to the doctor before. Don't even know the man. Never seen it before. But he has the title of being the doctor or the lawyer. Or the dentist will tell them, open your mouth. Here they go, open their mouth so wide, and he's looking all in every part of their mouth. That's a very, very, that's a trick of the enemy. When they will do all that and then come to church, and the man of God just tell them, lift your hands and say thank you, Jesus. And then the devil gets in them, and they can't lift their hands. They're too arrogant, or they're too sophisticated to lift their hands. That's a trick of the enemy. Or here's another trick. This witchcraft thing, the devil trying to control your mind. You can go to work, and everything somebody tells you to do, you're eager to try to learn, eager to try to do it. Yeah, they can tell you anything. Here you go running trying to do it, trying to show how smart you are. And yet you come to church, and your pastor tell you to do something, you want to argue with him. That's a trick of the enemy. You want to disrespect him. You're saying, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, on your job. But to your pastor, here you go, disrespecting him, trying to make him look like he ain't got no sense and all that kind of crazy stuff. You're the one. Amen. It's a trick of the enemy. You're the one who's being tricked by the enemy. Let me move on here. There's so many tricks of the enemy that I want to try to expose here tonight. Here's one. You haven't paid your tithes. Or the devil tells you you can't afford to pay your tithes. Well, that's a trick of the enemy. He wants to make you a robber. And curse you, being cursed with a curse, the Bible says. That's over there in Malachi 3, 8 and 10. The devil wants to try to trick you and keep you from paying your tithes because he doesn't want God's house to have support. He doesn't want his house, God's house, to have that backing. And you are many times the backbone of the church, but the devil trick you into keeping your money. That's a trick of the enemy. Here's another one. He got you listening to false doctrine, yeah, in cults. Yeah, remember Jim Jones? He tricked those folks. That was the devil. They took that poison, and all of them died. You got to watch that thing, being tricked by the devil. You can lose your life if you embrace these tricks of the enemy. Uh-huh. Here's another one, giving false prophecy. Yeah. If you are a prophetess or something of God, and all of a sudden, the devil comes and have you give false prophecy. That was a trick of the enemy. It wasn't God's voice speaking through you or to you. It was the enemy giving false prophecy. Here's another one I call it, testifying. Yeah, instead of testifying, you're up there testifying. You know that didn't really happen like you said. You just had to put that exaggeration on it. You know, you did this and that, but you had to exaggerate it and say it was thousands.
Oh,
that's a lie. And it's not good. It's not guide me. Here's another trick of the enemy, making you stir up strife. Yeah, that's not good. The Bible says in Proverbs 5:18, a wrathful man stirs up strife. Yeah, a wrathful man or woman stirs strife. But he that is slow to anger appeases strife. In other words, don't be so quick to get angry, but be slow to anger. All right? Here's another one that the enemy uses, trying to grieve the Holy Spirit, doing things that you know the Holy Spirit doesn't want you to do, and it grieves him. That's not good. Here's another one. Become a church hopper. Often telling those women I know that have joined 24 churches in the last 2 years. Not good. Amen. Somebody's wrong. Yeah. The old saints used to sing, I know the Bible's right. Somebody's wrong. I think I know who's wrong. That's the person who's a church hopper. Amen. Trying to find the perfect church. You ain't going to find no perfect church. You got to understand that the church is a hospital for sick folks. And the reason why you never find a perfect church when you church hop is because you are there. And the problem is with you, not with the folks. You took the problem there. And so that certainly was a trick of the enemy. You need to stay someplace, sit your, I just say sit down. Sit down and learn some sense. Be under a good teacher. You got a good teacher? Sit under him and learn some sense. Here's a trick of the enemy also, that people come to you and say, well, it's time for me to go. I think I learned everything I can learn here. That's a trick of the enemy. You haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg, but the enemy got you church hopping. That's what it is. Yeah, that's a big trick that the enemy does. Here's another one, playing the trump card. Yeah, see, somebody like the pastor will try to say something to help you and tell you what you're doing wrong and trying to give you what I call helpful criticism. And you get angry and say, well, I think it must be time for me to find me a new church home. So you can't take it. If you can't take it, the old senior citizens say, if you can't take it, you can't make it. You have to be able to take stuff. Romans, I believe, the fourth chapter says, when you won't take in other words, when you won't take criticism, helpful criticism, you are a bastard. Amen. I can get that and read that for you. But that's what the Bible calls you. You're not a son of God, but you're a bastard. Amen. When you refuse to be disciplined. Yeah. When you don't want discipline. I find people like that don't want to accept any discipline. They just want to do it the way they want to do it. They know it all. Can't tell them nothing. This is a new group nowadays. You can't hardly tell them nothing. They think they know it all. They ain't been to school. They don't know nothing. So that's a trick of the enemy that gets people in that state. See, people who are wise always think they don't know nothing. People who are wise are always eager to learn, even from children. Because children can teach you a lot. They know spirits better than you know a spirit. They know. That's why when a child doesn't like somebody, you better watch them. It's for a reason. Yeah, they got the spirit of God in them, first of all, most children. And I'm not saying that they're perfect, but they do have this innate thing that God gives them to try to really know when a person is good and when they're bad. Yeah, so it's a trick of the enemy when the enemy tries to do you, like I was describing a moment ago. All right, here's another trick, being a church whore. Yeah, got you up in the church, and you're there to try to pick up somebody. Amen. Church whoring, there for sexual immorality. That's a trick of the enemy, impurity and debauchery. Yeah, you're there for all that kind of stuff. That's a trick of the enemy, tricking your mind. Yeah, yeah. The Bible speaks against it in Galatians 5:19. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, which is wickedness. And it says, I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like that will not inherit the kingdom of God. All right? Here's another. Being a church pimp. Yeah. We've got men in the church who really come there and hit on the women, and they don't want to work nowadays. I said they don't want to work nowadays. They just want to pimp the women, get him a girlfriend, and want the bureau to take care of him. And all he expects to do is sexual favors for her, pimping on her, just pimping her. The Bible says in Proverbs 28:20, he that by usury and unjust gain increaseth his substance, he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor. Proverbs 28:9 says, he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. Mm-hmm. It's not a good thing at all. Church pimping. All right? And you see, I have to have boldness to say all these things, because they're tricks of the enemy, and they got to be exposed. Amen. Here's another, lusting after the women. 1 John 2:16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. It's lusting after the women in the church. Lusting after the men in the church. I'd read the same thing to you. Yeah. It's a trick of the enemy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Here's another, orgies. That's a trick of the enemy. Galatians 5:19 addresses that too. It says, and this is the NIV, it says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, envy, drunkenness, and then it says orgies. It says it in the Word of God. It says, I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. See, the enemy wants to give you something that will kill you. Don't let the enemy trick you like that. Here's another one, causing confusion in the church. Confusion in the church. 1 Corinthians 14:33 says, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Yeah, he's the author of peace. So you gotta watch that. Here's another one. The enemy would trick you and have you sowing discord among the brethren. Discord among, that's kind of like confusion among the brethren or sisters. And I got it from 1 Corinthians 14:33. For God is not the author of confusion. And then I went on down after that. I began to read Proverbs 6:19. These six things does the Lord hate. Yea, seven are in the abomination and are an abomination unto him. And it says, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. There are four others, but I'm just going to give you those two. He that soweth discord among the brethren. I'm going to give you those two right now. Okay? So watch that thing. Here's another trick of the enemy. Got you gossiping about folks, and you don't know nothing about the situation. You're just spreading lies, and it turns out to be that it was a lie about that person. And you help spread it all over town, but it wasn't true. Wasn't true. You're just gossiping. Oh, my God. That is not good. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 20:19 says, a gossip betrays a confidence, so avoid a man who talks too much. I said, the word of God says, avoid a man who talks too much. I'm careful with men that talk a whole lot like that anyway. It's kind of like a woman's spirit. And I don't, no offense to y'all women, I'm just telling you, you got a man who runs his mouth all the time and makes me leery of him. Yeah, because I know women do that a lot, but not most men don't do that. And when I find a man who runs his mouth all the time, telling gossip and all that kind of stuff, it makes me a little leery of him. Amen. Because I know the word is Proverbs 20:19, avoid a man who talks too much. Yeah. You're getting ready to marry one who talks too much like that? Be careful. That's all I want to tell you. Okay? Then Proverbs 16:28 says, a perverse man stirs up dissension, and gossip separates close friends. How many know that you had a close friend, and then all of a sudden the devil told a lie, and they got the gossiping about you, and that close friend was putting it out on you, and before you knew it, you were separate, or you separated from your close friend. The friendship was no more. See, the tongue of a wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. That's Proverbs 15:2. Let me move on. I'm going to get these secrets out. Here's another secret. The enemy making you so angry you're not controlling your anger. I know this is a kinship of what I mentioned before, but be careful with that. You're getting so mad, you can't control your anger. As some people say, you start tripping. I mean, you've got to be careful with that. Ephesians 4:31 says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Okay? Proverbs 16:32, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit is better than he that taketh a city. All right? That's a trick of the enemy, making you so mad you can't even control yourself. And another trick is carrying grudges, being bitter about something. Yeah, grudges. People did you wrong, and you're carrying that for a long time. That's not of God. That's a trick of the enemy. And we all have to watch that type of thing. Uh-huh. The Bible says in James 5:9, grudge not one another against one another. Yeah. Brethren, lest ye be condemned, behold, the judge standeth before the door. 1 Peter 4:8-9 says, and above all things have fervent clarity among yourselves, for clarity shall cover the multitude of sins. Then it says, use hospitality one to another without grudging. Without grudging. Yeah, John 13:34 says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Oh, I got so many here. Matthew, I found this too. 5:23 says, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that the brother has aught against thee, holding grudge against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to your brother. Get him, you know, y'all need to drop your grudges. You've got your sister, you've been holding a grudge for years. Be reconciled to your sister. And then come and offer your gift at the altar. It's not any good to offer your gift and you holding a grudge against your brother or sister. I could stay there, but I got to move. All right. It's another trick of the enemy, making you not forgive your brother or sister. When Matthew 18:35 says, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. If you don't forgive your brother, then the heavenly Father, it says, so likewise shall the Father do also unto you. So you have to watch that. Let me just give you the name of these. Judging others, that's a trick of the enemy. Judge not that you be not judged. There's another, jealousy. Yeah, jealousy is as cruel as the grave, Bible says. Nehemiah. Yeah, and then here's another one. A nasty attitude. That's a trick of the enemy. You want to be sweet as a saint of God. Sweet. Not having a nasty attitude. It's bad. Ephesians 4:31-32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you. All right, I'm out of town. Out of time. All right, and I have been lately. But I'll give you some more tomorrow night. Join me tomorrow night, amen, at 9 o'clock, and I'll give you some more. God bless you. I'm staying on this because I know the enemy doesn't want me to display or reveal his secrets. But this is something that the Lord gave to me, his tricks, you might say. All right, write me at P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. Again, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Overland, O-V-E-R-L-A-N-D, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. I'm out of time. God bless you. May the Lord bless you. May something real good happen between now and tomorrow night this time. May it happen to you. The Lord bless you and keep you. Go with God. He'll go with you. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson signing off. God bless you. Good night.